This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Agitavach, Agazintavach. We're continuing with Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We're up to Klal Beis, Sif Katan Tes. We're talking about we're in the Yesh Oimrim of the opinion of the Rambam that something that was said, Lashon Hara, that was said in front of three people, one of the original listeners could repeat it because it's Milsa HaAvida LaAgluye. It's something that's destined to be revealed. So says the Chafetz Chaim, Mechoza Shedibarnehu Mitzad Isra Amira Ba'atzmai. Whatever we've spoken about is regarding the prohibition of saying it by itself. But since it's going to get out, it's permitted. But Aval, however, Chas V'Shom L'Hoysev Afilo Teva Achas, heaven forbid to add even one word, Oy Lahatim Es Hadavar B'fnei Hashmei, or to make the information, let's say, the information more palatable or more juicy. In other words, the heter v'apei tlasa is only to repeat the etzem information, the actual information. But heaven forbid to add something or to make it more palatable, loymer sha'amaisa shenishma al shimayin, to say that the story that was heard about shimayin, yafa nishma alav, it's a really good story. In other words, in any way to polish up, to brush up, to make more interesting, to add detail to the report that will get out, that's certainly us in all circumstances, because you're ruining the person with your words, more than what would have been heard about him in the end, me'atzmai, by itself, alpi hasvara da apetasa, through the logic of apetasa. Va'oid. Further, by adding detail, de'bezem muchach she'mekabel darvaz al emes, by adding detail, you're showing that you accept the matter as true. V'zeh asur l'kol yama b'chol gavnei, this is asur according to all opinions, under all circumstances. V'kmoy she'izbar amir tzashem, as it will be explained, God willing, l'kamon b'klal zayin sif aleph, Ayin Sham. Va'al kein, therefore, tzorach lizor ma'oid. You need to be very careful. Afilu emeforsam al adam inyan echad l'rasha asa ben arusei. Let's say it's well known, it's widespread, a certain bad activity somebody did when they were younger. Let's say everybody knows this guy, Reuven, when he was younger, he did X, Y, and Z, and everybody knows it. Ach me'oz vi'aratu misnai kashura. But from then on, he acted properly. Or let's say it's well known about so-and-so's parents, that they don't act properly at all. But the guy himself, he doesn't follow suit. Or any similar situation. And something that, in truth, there's no problem with the person themselves. Let's say they did something when they were younger and they stopped doing it. Their parents act a certain way, but they act properly. You're not allowed to degrade this individual to anybody, even though everybody knows what this person did when they were younger, what their parents did, because that information does not render this person degraded. And by you degrading them, you are doing more than the actual report that would have spread. Also, l'ganoisai, it is prohibited to shame, ulavazoisen, to embarrass, it's a chaver baza, umishu oivraz, anyone who violates this, umesaper bedvarm elu b'fnei b'nei adam, and relates these things before people, afilu shuloi b'fanav, even not in their presence, kedei levazoisei b'inei amai, to shame them in the eyes of the people, afilu lo yosef shum davar ala emes, even if you don't add one iota of truth, meaning even if you don't add anything more than the absolute truth, hu meklal kat mesapri lashon hara. So again, let's say everybody knows this information about Pliny. Pliny, when he was younger, he stole from a store, he was arrested. Since then, since he was 14 years old, he's an upstanding citizen. For anyone to go around repeating the report in a way where they're degrading Pliny is a Baal Lashon Hara. But everybody knows that this person did this. Okay, great, he did it. But he shouldn't be ashamed because of it. He shouldn't be degraded because of that. And you're degrading him. You're a Baal Lashon Hara, even though it is known by Apei Tasa. And you're considered someone She'ena Mekablan Pnei Shechina. You do not receive the countenance of the Shechina. K'mai Shukasa B'Shari Tshuva B'Maimer Reish Yadalet, as it's written in Shari Tshuva, Maimer Reish Yadalet. V'lei Shayach Al Zeh Klal Hetera D'Apei Tasa. It is not applicable at all, the Heter of Apei Tasa. Av Shedav Rezim Beforsim B'Fikol, even though this matter is widespread to everyone, acharei sin shal pi emes, based on the truth, ain olav shum gnai bezeh, there's no disparagement about this guy. K'may shekasav b'Yecheskel, like it says in Yecheskel, ben lo yisa ba'avayin ha'av, a child should not have to bear any guilt for the sin of the father. Kol pshav asher asa, any negligence, any sin that the person parent did, lo yizachu, will not be remembered, whether it's something they're parented or whether they did in their youth. V'hu aisei avurzel alag b'fi abrios, and this speaker is shaming them in front of others. They are violating lashon hara. V'da'oid, you should know further. The chol heter d'apei tlasa hu mitzad ha'omer. The whole heter of apei tlasa is for the speaker, but for the listener is not allowed to believe it, because he can't believe that Reuven spoke about Shimon in front of three. Even though one of the three people told you that he did it, the listener is not allowed to believe it. Avo mitzad ha-shemeya, but because from the vantage point of the listener, dahenu, that is, imhu yodeas teva ha-shemeya. Let's say you know the nature of the listener. Shetekev kisheyishma, as soon as he hears it, yikabel davrzel emes, he's going to accept this as true. Al Shimon, about Shimon, v'yuchalias, and it could be sheyosev oidvarm lignai alav. He might add a few things. Lignai, la'adam kazev, for such a person, asur loymar shum remez shel gnai al chaver b'chal gamni. It is prohibited to say any even hint of disparagement about their friend. V'hamesaper loy, and one who says it, oiver alifnei iver loy sitein michshal. So in other words, the heter of apetos is for the speaker, but the shemeya is now to listen. He's not to believe it. So if you know he's going to believe it, you're over lefneiver by telling him. Chamay sharachnu leba psicha b'lavzel, like I spoke at length in the psicha ayin sham. B'chalzeh shekosavnu b'chalzeh le'isar, everything that we wrote here, that's aser hu afilu im lo yazker hamasaper hazeh shem hamasaper harisha in shesiper b'apei tlasa. Even if the one who's repeating it does not say the name of the first speaker who said it in front of three people, it's still asar. Rak yisaper stam, even if he just says it unqualified. Shekach v'kach nishma al ployni, he heard such and such about so and so. Afilu hachi asar, it's still asar. Says the Chofetz Chaim in conclusion, because of all the problems, that even when it's mutter, it's only mutter for the speaker, not for the listener. And since it's not mutter for the listener, the speaker's over lifnei iver. After all of these words and the truth that I laid out, see my dear brother, how far you have to distance yourself from this kula. Practically, it has no relevance in reality. And especially, even if you have a scenario where all the conditions are made, Gam kein sarach yinim halacha kedei azu. It's a question whether we even paskin like the Rambam. Acharei shel adas harbei poiskim, because according to many poiskim, ein shum makar lekula zu me'ashas. There is no source from shas. Lachein hashoymer nafshoy yirchak miza. Therefore, one who guards his soul will distance himself from this kula. So the bottom line is, if you read in the newspaper that a guy did something wrong, you should not tell anybody about it. What do you mean? But there is an opinion in the Rambam. Pal, let's say somebody told you that this potion, that this liquid in the cup, you could drink it. There's a doctor, a very big doctor, who says you won't drop dead. Some doctors say you will drop dead. Others doctors, very good doctors, the Toib Sheberoi, very good doctor says you won't drop dead. One doctor says you will drop dead. I'm sorry. One doctor says you won't drop dead. A couple others say you will. it is doubtful you're going to drink it. What do you need to do it for? It's not worth it. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Ape Tlasa, it is so impossible to meet all the requirements, and even if you do, it's not clear that you're allowed to do it in the first place. In the upcoming days, we're going to see some examples of this. And until then, we'll see everybody Monday, 9:15. Agut tavach, agazin tavach, amazal dekavach. Good night. Kol tov. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.